Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio as he does at this time each week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Well, it's Friday night. It's time for our show. I'm feeling good.
Good. Well, let's change that real quick.
First thing you can do is bring me up to speed on last time's challenge.
I said, start with the words treasury and state. Change one letter to an S, and you can rearrange the result to spell a five-letter word for what a brave person does and an eight-letter word for what a not-so-brave person does. What are the words?
It must be between brave and not-so-brave, because I don't have an answer.
Well, if you change the U to an S, you can spell stays and retreats.
Ah.
All right, Ian, on September 22nd, 2008, four new designs for the reverse of the U.S. one-cent coin were unveiled in a ceremony held, appropriately enough, at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. The four designs used on the coins represent the four stages of Lincoln's life: his early childhood in Kentucky, his time in Indiana, his political life in Illinois, and his presidency. The coins featuring the designs were released one at a time at three-month intervals starting on February 12, 2009, Lincoln's 200th birthday. To commemorate the coins, this week our questions are about famous pennies.
Okay.
Who directed four episodes of the sitcom Laverne and Shirley between 1979 and 1981, appeared as herself in a 1983 episode of Taxi, and made her feature film directing debut with 1986's Jumpin' Jack Flash?
Penny Marshall.
Very good. And as a bonus fact, Penny Marshall voiced Mrs. Botts in The Simpsons episode Some Enchanted Evening, which was, although it was the 13th episode of the first season, it was actually the first episode produced. Portrayed by actress Michelle Trachtenberg in a 1999 live-action film based on the original cartoon, Penny is the niece of what bumbling policeman, frequently credited with foiling the evil schemes of Dr. Claw, even though it is usually Penny and her dog Brain that actually save the day?
I'll thank my childhood obsession with Inspector Gadget. All I ever wanted was Penny's computer book, and
yep.
Now I have an iPhone, so.
And guess what? We all have Penny's computer book now. Yes, Inspector Gadget is correct. And Inspector Gadget was voiced by Don Adams in the original cartoon, and he also voiced Brain the dog in the credits of the 1999 film.
Wow, that's cool.
What two-word term, which references both the cheap price of the books and their focus on stories about criminals and other seedy topics, was first applied to a specific genre of literature originating in Victorian Britain, but was subsequently more broadly applied to any such inexpensive publication of sensational serialized fiction?
Is it a penny dreadful?
That's correct. And the 1846-47 story The String of Pearls, A Romance, introduced us to a certain barber called Sweeney Todd. Penny Pritzker served as the 38th Secretary of Commerce, serving from June of 2013 through January of 2017. Since 1979, her family has funded and lent its name to an annual prize to an individual whose work has, quote, produced consistent and significant contributions to humanity and the built environment through the art of what field?
Architecture.
Very good. You were waiting for that one, weren't you? And finally, according to a 1967 song, what road has a barber showing photographs, a banker with a motor car, a fireman with an hourglass, and is in the singer's ears and eyes beneath the blue suburban skies?
It's Penny Lane.
Yep. Well, if you gave me a penny for my thoughts, you would be overpaying, but I would say that Ian did a pretty good job this week. If you have any penny stocks you would like to sell us, let us know at quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can put in your 2 cents at wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
That was pretty fast inflation there. Start with the phrase penny farthing. That's P-E-N-N-Y hyphen F-A-R-T-H-I-N-G. Change one letter to an A, not the one that's already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell the two-word name of something used for cooking and a four-letter word for something you need while you're using that thing. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back with a special guest player at this time next week.
Really? We'll see you then.